Being gay in Key West has been no big deal for decades. The city elected an openly gay mayor more than 30 years ago. Both the city and Monroe County governments offer benefits for same-sex couples. But Key West has not been at the national forefront when it comes to gay marriage. Lots of people here point to the same reason.
Well, it's Florida, you know. I mean, I'm surprised it came up so quickly. I thought we'd be like 49th, right before Louisiana or Mississippi.
Tom Luna is a bartender at Aqua, where the plaintiffs in the case, Aaron Huntsman and William Lee Jones, also work. But he's a generation older. His partner of 25 years died a few years ago.
If indeed we had been able to be married and had the same rights as everyone else who is married, I probably wouldn't have lost my home.
Doug Mayberry helped organize a party celebrating the decision.
To allow same-sex couples to marry.
We know Key West has always been ahead of the pack and very progressive, and I think it was the right time for us to do our part to make the whole state of Florida equal and really do the right thing for equality in marriage.
Even though the ruling is put on hold by the state's appeal, Mayberry said the case has special meaning because it started in Key West.
It's our home. Key West has been my home for 19 years. I've lived here longer than any other place in the country. I was born and raised in Arkansas, and Arkansas already has moved forward on this, and so have many other states. And so I'm delighted that Florida can now join these other states, and maybe we'll move ahead of the pack now and have marriage equality for everyone soon.
The ruling came from the county courthouse on Plantation Key, 90 miles up the road. In Judge Garcia's ruling, he compared the state's ban on gay marriage to laws that banned interracial marriage, prevented women from voting, and allowed Japanese Americans to be imprisoned in camps during World War II. He wrote, "A citizen's right to marry is a fundamental right that belongs to the individual. The right these plaintiffs seek is not a new right, but it is a right that these individuals have always been guaranteed by the United States Constitution." Key West City Commissioner Jimmy Weekly was at the celebration. He's a conch, as native Key Westers are known. Even though he's straight, he's officiated at many gay commitment ceremonies. And he said he looks forward to more, this time with the state's approval.
And you know, everybody says we're the end of the road. I don't think we're the end of the road. I think we're the beginning of the road. And this is one example of how we've taken that first step in which to show how to treat people and how to make sure that all families are treated equally.
Before the appeal was filed, the plaintiffs, Huntsman and Jones, were planning to apply for a marriage license next week.
We want to have our license, and we want to be able to plan a nice ceremony. We've got a venue we'd like to be married at, which is the bar we met at, because it has a beautiful garden area.
So it's like one thing at a time, you know, it's like, you know, money doesn't grow on trees. I wish it did, but, you know.
Especially for them rings.
Even before the appeal, they weren't planning to get married right away. They still need to save up for the rings. I'm Nancy Klinginer in Key West.